One of the biggest things people ask my advice on is about overthinking and how disempowering the thoughts can be. How do habits and obsessions form? How come they feel so overpowering? How can we let them go when we feel completely out of control of them? Over the years, I've found that my don't feed the cat analogy has helped thousands of people to see why and how this is happening and then start the process of change. Of course, as the story unfolds, you'll see that change doesn't happen overnight, but today could be your day to start the process of change just for you. And you'll be able to look back in a few weeks and see how much things have changed and how your mindset has changed with this. Let's imagine that you're living happily in your home and you notice a little stray cat around your garden. He seems quite harmless and living outside, maybe even a little bit skinny and looking very undernourished. You start to feel sorry for the cat and you decide to feed it. And then you notice that you're looking out to see if that cat's come back. And before you know it, the cat's arrived. And then you find the cat starts coming around a little bit more. He's hungry and you start feeding him. And that happens more often. Over time, before you know it, he could be trying to get in the house. He's no longer skinny and he's growing bigger and bigger as the days go by. Let's skip a few weeks and months or even years, and now you're being stalked by the cat. Whenever you look out the window, he's there in the garden. He's jumping on the windowsill to attract your attention and trying to get through the door. Even if you're not looking, you can hear him meowing outside day and night. When you leave the house, he's right there by your feet, so close he could trip you up, wanting to be acknowledged by you. And you find yourself feeding him more each day. Each day he's growing bigger and bigger, and you now feel very out of control of the situation. This is exactly how a habit grows. It starts with just a small thing, i.e. that first time you fed that little tiny skinny cat. And that's what happens. Just a small thing can lead to a big habit. Now the cat's massive, towering over you and your house. And every window you look at, you can see him. He doesn't go away. He doesn't seem to want to go away. And in fact, he starts to feel that on a level that you might feel that he's never going to leave your garden or your home again. This is what happens when we let our worries get out of hand. At times we can feel completely overwhelmed by them. We can't seem to escape the thoughts and the worries. And for some of us, we can feel that we'll maybe never be able to let those worries go. But the pleasure with this story is that the massive cat you have sitting outside your house is there because of your actions. So you are in control, but you just might not have realised it until now. The cat is there at that size because over time you've been feeding it, i.e. you've been worrying and overthinking about your issues. If you'd created this big cat, you of course can work to help it go away too. You might be thinking, how can I? I don't feel normal anymore. I don't feel that same happy person I used to be. I don't feel I have the strength to fight it. But let's be clear, you don't need to fight it, you just need to stop feeding it. And just like feeding the cat with food, it will start to shrink. And so will the worry habit. because it doesn't have to be this way. If the thoughts come to mind, don't connect with them. Think of something else. Count backwards. You could sing a song. If you're at work, I would recommend that you sing it in your head. Otherwise, your colleagues might look over a little bit strangely as you keep breaking into song. Just get absorbed in the moment, in whatever you're doing. Anything that stops you feeding the thoughts, as you now know, this is the only thing that has allowed them to grow this big. So if you don't feed them, they're not growing, they'll actually be shrinking. With time, those thoughts will have gone away. But don't keep looking out the window to check if he's coming back. Again, don't keep checking yourself to be thinking, am I worrying? How do I feel? That will only mean indirectly you're feeding the worries, as you know that means that it will allow them to get bigger each time you feed the cat. Anyway, back to that massive cat stalking you in your own home. If you decide not to feed the cat, he will at first keep asking for you to feed him. He'll still be there, meowing and looking through the windows, following you when you go out the house, and of course, still trying to get in. But let's get one thing straight. The cat's not stupid. If you continue this way and you don't feed him, firstly, he's going to get hungry. Secondly, his resolve to know that you will feed him again will start to diminish. And of course, he'll get bored of waiting. Then when he's hungry, he will go in search of food elsewhere. Happy days, you've turned a corner and the habit is on its way out. This analogy shows you exactly what will happen with your habit of worrying. If you stop feeding the habit and distract yourself, your mind will realise you no longer want this habit. Within a few weeks, if you haven't fed the cat, it would hardly be there. In a few months, it will maybe pop round occasionally, just to see if you might feed it, and your habits will follow that same route. If you've had a habit a long time, then just like the cat, it may pop back even after a few months or even years. But remember one thing, do not feed the cat. So from now on, whenever you have a thought or a worry and it comes to mind, just think about this story and just laugh it off. Get absorbed in something else and you'll soon be worry-free.